Well, joining me right now at Mike's side, Jim Jr. He is an intricate part of our entire ministry. And in fact, if it was not for Jim Jr. and his younger brother, Rick, we would not be able to do these tours. Jim started the tour off. He actually spent 2 weeks over in Hungary teaching the book of Revelation, got on an airplane, flew into Israel, and took charge of the tour. We had a bus full of people who were eager to see the land of the Bible, and Jimmy spent the first 4 days before his mother and I ever arrived on the scene, taking the people up into the Galilee, spending some time here in Jerusalem. Jim, I have to tell you, every single one of them said you were doing an excellent job. They wondered why I had come along, but indeed, you've been doing a great job, buddy. Talk to me about that just for a moment before I talk to you about Petra, where you're going to be going real soon. What about the people? When they come into the land, they've never been here, they start seeing and experiencing things. It's a real joy, is it not, to be able to teach them what God's Word is really all about and let them see what's real as they think about the land of the Bible?
It sure is, Dad. You know, I love being here, and as you, I love to teach. One of the great things about being here in Israel, in the land of Israel, it's a perfect teaching classroom. And when you bring people over that have never been here but have been reading their Bible their whole life, not really understanding the place, the people, the location, everything that's mentioned in God's Word, all of a sudden when they come alive and you're teaching them, and you're teaching them not only about Israel past but Israel present and Israel in the future, it's so great when you see their eyes light up and everything comes together. All those puzzle pieces start lining up, and then all of a sudden that aha moment comes on their face.
I love that aha moment, because that's the joy for a teacher to see that happening. Well, people are telling me this is the greatest spiritual experience that they've ever had, and it's really simply us teaching what the Word of God has to say, letting the Word of God be real in their lives. And of course, that is the basis upon which then we should be awaiting the Lord's return to this particular spot of the world anyway.
You know, when you start learning more about Jesus Christ, you learn about who he was, the land, the custom, the cultures, the things that he used when he talked to the very men that he was teaching. The benefit that we get from that is that we understand now what he was trying to teach them, he's teaching us. And then all of a sudden, it all starts to come together. You start learning more about Jesus Christ. One of the things that I tell the folks, I say, listen, leave everything at home. The Lord has your steps ordered for you here in the land. And we're praying that God opens your hearts and your mind so that you start to understand more about who Jesus Christ is and what he did on this earth while he taught those men, and then why he came to this earth. Once you start to learn those things, man, it is a spiritual journey. We basically, as teachers, get out of the way and let it all happen by itself.
That is absolutely correct. Well, that's what you're going to do in the next day or two, because we're going to leave Jerusalem where we have been, and I love the city of Jerusalem. Second best, I would probably love the Galilee. We spent a couple of days up in the Galilee. You took them on a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee. But we're going to take the bus south to Eilat, and from there, that's the southernmost city in the state of Israel, right there on the Red Sea. You're going to cross the border into Jordan, go to one of the seven wonders of the world. You're going to be going to Petra with the entire group.
We'll drive about 2 hours, Dad, from the border there in Eilat. We'll drive up through the desert as we go up and then down into the city of Petra, that 25 square mile red rock canyons that we'll walk a mile and a half up through that Sikh to see the treasury building, see everything that has been in the past, the Nabataeans, the Edomites. If you go back even farther than that, when you start to see all of these things, the building that took place, the master builders that the Nabataeans were as they constructed these tombs out of this sandstone. I mean, it's beautiful, absolutely wonderful.
I've always enjoyed watching the colors in that red rose city as the sun would move across the sky. It seems the colors, all the colors of the rainbow, would be right in front of us there in the sandstone itself. It's going to be a great experience to go to Petra. It's not only a beautiful city, not only an experience to see one of the seven wonders of the world, but it has a great prophetic significance, does it not, Jim?
It sure does. As we study Bible prophecy, we understand that that tribulation period that comes, that seven-year period of time, the Antichrist, who will be the friend of the Jewish people, he will be that person that is providing a false peace for the Jewish people, allows them to build their temple. Midway through that seven-year period of time, he turns his back on the Jewish people. Zechariah tells us that two-thirds of the Jewish people will be wiped out. One-third will flee into the wilderness. And this is that location we believe that they're going to flee to. That one-third that survives, that will be protected in the wilderness, in the cleft of the rocks in Petra.
Wow. Wow. I wish I was going over with you. It's so great to be able to pass the baton along to Jim Jr. and to his siblings as they carry on their ministry. And Judy and I, their mom and their dad, and we've been doing it for many, many years. So we started bringing them up, getting them involved. They are now totally involved. And we may come back. Judy, your mother, Jim, loves this area of the world, so she may force me to come back. But the older we get, the more difficult it is to get around, and I'm glad some of you young guys can come along and take responsibility. Thank you so much for the great job you've done, Jim. I know you're going to have a great time in Petra, and I'm sure right after that you're going to be eager to get back home to those grandbabies of ours and to your sweet wife, Jill.
Dad, it's been great being here with you. Glad to have you here. And anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome to step in and take my place and teach you to the people.